Midway Avenue, the latest work from nationally renowned choreographer Philadelphia Nicole Canuso, is a one-woman solo performance she refers to as a dance story map tour of the home she grew up in 1980s South Philadelphia. Through movement, narrative, and masking tape, she maps out the house itself, floors, walls, and windows, all the while outlining her memories of time spent in the home. I caught up with Canuso prior to her tech rehearsals to find out more about her and this new piece of movement art. You've done a lot of research for this performance piece. What did that involve?
The thrust of the research started as a chance to investigate verbal meaning and physical logic and the intersection of the difference between those two. And in a lot of these improvisations, images from my childhood started to come up and as part of the source material, and little by little that crept into the piece I ended up making.
And there's a metaphor of a house. Tell me about the house you grew up in.
So the house I grew up in...
In 1980s Philadelphia, I might add.
Yeah. The house is actually... it's a two-story house, but what I end up really focusing on is the first floor. And there, I really focus on the furniture and the images that I start collecting in this house. And there's this funny way that it's kind of like a time-lapse photograph where I look at this house, and even though I lived there for 10 years, only certain pieces of furniture are there, and they're not necessarily the piece of furniture that were there at the same time. It's incongruous. And then I look around, and there's things that never happened that got lodged in there. That maybe I collected from other people telling stories, and then I stored them in that house. So I found that really interesting, the way that our mind organizes things that happened and didn't happen in the same place.
What's it like for you to look back on your life? What's your tolerance for tapping into memories or activities or emotions? Not everybody has a good tolerance for that.
Yeah. When I started doing this, sometimes I didn't want to show up to rehearsal because I didn't want to deal with some of the things I was thinking about. But the more I did it, the more I learned to have fun with it and find it playful.
You're going to be performing to Chopin's 24 Preludes.
Yeah.
That's quite a feat.
It is. And that feat is part of the structure of the work, the challenge of actually getting through all 24 preludes in order. And it's at times I really work with the music, at times I work against it, and times it really consumes the piece entirely.
And I read that this goes back to something from your childhood, the Chopin?
Well, the piano was a really important part of my childhood, and a bunch of memories really formed around the piano, so I knew I wanted to use piano music. And at a certain point, I used the Chopin as a structure, a challenge. I had to change my tactic each time the preludes changed, and that the friction, the difficulty of actually doing that was really interesting, so I decided to keep that as a frame for the piece.
You have your own dance company, yet the performance coming up is a solo piece. Tell me about working with a group of dancers versus preparing yourself for solo work.
Well, it's hard to show up on time when you're working solo, I noticed, because there's no one there waiting for you. What I love about dance is how social it is. And so showing up to the studio with a bunch of people, making work that's based on the exchange of energy, that's a big part of the work for me. So being alone is much different. I felt like I could hear the echo of my own energy bouncing off the walls at first. And in a way, I think that's why the piece became so personal, because it wasn't about me and other people. It was about me being alone in a space and remembering.
You have a son, a 9-year-old. It must be fun to watch him and his movement, and it must be awfully inspirational.
Well, he is definitely physical. He's learned to climb before he learned to walk, I think. And he jumps on me sometimes. I find his spirit really inspirational. What he says, how he thinks, and how he moves. He really keeps me on my toes.
And I read that watching him and knowing him has helped you kind of go back and reflect and catch some of those memories that you're going to be using for this performance.
Yeah, something I noted is that I was around his age when some of my most potent childhood memories formed. And so that got me seeing the world through his eyes a little bit.
You've had the show on the road for a while, a version of it, a smaller version of it, and now you're back. It must be feeling, you must feel good to be back in Philadelphia. And what's the scene like here, by the way?
It's great to be back in Philadelphia. It was really nice to tour to these other cities and see how those communities function. And I'm a big fan of the Philadelphia dance community. It's growing both in its size and also its scope. I feel like the kinds of experiments that are happening here are really electric and really smart.
In what ways?
There's a lot of collectives, people coming together to give each other feedback and to push each other to think a little more clearly about what they're making and why. And I think that's a really important part of our community.
Well, thanks so much, Nicole Canuso. I'm really glad you came in.
Thank you.